And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 14th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of Emily Hahn, born St. Louis, 1905, writer for the New Yorker magazine for many years. She got an engineering degree from the University of Wisconsin, one of the first women to do that, after which she and a friend dressed up as men and drove across the country in a Model T Ford, writing letters home, which came to be published later in the New Yorker. Moved to Shanghai when she was 30 to be China correspondent for the magazine. Had an affair with a poet, took up smoking opium. She said, "I always wanted to be an opium addict," and she succeeded. 1941, she gave birth to a daughter, having had an affair with the head of British Army Intelligence in Hong Kong. Family settled in England, but Emily Hahn came back to live in New York City and write for the magazine. More than 200 articles for the New Yorker. She wrote 54 books in all. She wrote about her travels, she wrote a few biographies, a few novels, wrote about diamonds and the Philippines. Her granddaughter gave the eulogy at Emily Hahn's funeral in 1997. Granddaughter said, "Chances are your grandmother didn't smoke cigars and let you hold role-playing parties in her apartment. Chances are that she didn't teach you Swahili obscenities. Chances are that when she took you to the zoo, she did not start whooping passionately at the top of her lungs as you went by the gibbon cage. Sadly for you, your grandmother was not Emily Hahn." It's the birthday of the novelist John Dos Passos, Chicago, 1896, one of the émigré writers in Paris, along with Hemingway and Fitzgerald, made his reputation with his novel Manhattan Transfer, followed by The 42nd Parallel, 1919, and The Big Money. And it was on this date in 1943, Franklin Roosevelt made the first airplane journey by an American president. He needed to get over to North Africa, Casablanca, to meet with Winston Churchill. Left Florida in a Boeing 314 flying boat. Flew to Trinidad, then to Brazil, across the Atlantic to Gambia, and then on to Morocco. The journey took 4 days. Here's a poem for today by Michael Ryan, "When I Was Conceived." It was 1945, and it was May. White crocus bloomed in St. Louis. The Germans gave in, but the war shoved on, and my father came home from work that evening, tired, and washed his hands, not picturing the black, goggled men with code names fashioning an atomic bomb. Maybe he loved his wife that evening. Maybe after eating, she smoothed his jawline with her palm as he stretched out on the couch with his head in her lap while Bob Hope spoofed Hirohito on the radio, and they both laughed. My father sold used cars at the time and didn't like it, so if he complained, maybe she held him an extra moment in her arms, the heat in the air pressing between them. So they turned upstairs early that evening, arm in arm, without saying anything. "When I Was Conceived," a poem by Michael Ryan, from his new and selected poems published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.